trained people and to be there. Let's see what version I'm in here. Right. Then you also have a need to have a supervisor, somebody that's in charge. If the person in charge isn't there, then he needs to be available by phone or pager. Any questions so far on that? Good. Multiple activities, not necessarily cumulative. You know, if we're going to require, if you're a flight school to have two airplanes and a flight or an aircraft rental company to have two airplanes, and you're doing both, you don't have to have four airplanes. That's basically what it says. And you can make multiple uses except for things that you put chemicals in. And that's kind of the first section, and kind of, you know, why we're doing it, and kind of the general who it applies to type of thing. The next section, we get into the actual minimum standards, and I want to skip over all of that, other than to tell you that the definitions, you know, take a look at those. What I did was I took like five or six different sets of minimum standards and definitions, and put them all side by side, and kind of melted it all into one to what looked like would work for us. You know, if there's any changes to the definitions after you've had a chance to look at them, let me know.
I did have a question on definitions. I intend to include a definition section at the beginning of the document openly. There's not one now. That's, to me, it's limited.
Well, we have a separate volume that has definitions.
Oh, okay.
You know, and but those definitions are like aircraft. You know, they're going to apply to every volume, you know, rules and regulations, minimum standards, leasing policies, et cetera. We'll probably not put the definitions, unless you want to, not put the definitions of an FBO, et cetera, in that first volume, just because the only place we use them is this volume. But we can look at that, too.
So that said, would you go ahead and put them in front of this document here?
No, it'll be in this section. And if, you know, this is what an FBO is, this is what a flight training operator is.
What about other terms?
All the other terms would be in that volume one definition. I think I sent that to you.
You did.
Okay.
I just didn't realize that.
Yeah, but that was the intent of that, was instead of having a definition section in each volume, we'll do it one volume, and it's the same definition in every volume. Okay. So this is where we would get into. You know, this is what an FBO is. These are the minimum standards that apply to FBOs. This is an aircraft maintenance operator. These are the standards that apply, you know, and whatever you would like them to be. You know, we're going to have to talk about insurance. We're not going to do this tonight, but
right.
I mean, we're going to have to talk about insurance. What do you want to do about operating hours, parking spots, automobile parking spaces, customer service type things, whatever you decide is appropriate for this airport, that's where these would go. So,
now, to make my points clear earlier, to foster business here, I don't disagree that we need to have minimum standards. That's not the case, because there is a level of service that we ultimately want to provide or enforce. However, is there a way to put wording in this document we're trying to encourage the formation of businesses, et cetera, of some types out here, mm-hmm. and we'll just say Jeff decides to start a charter service, and we have a minimum standards. Could there be a time frame? Say, okay, after 3 years, then you have to conform, because you'll either make it or break it by that time. And well, this is just something to think about.
Well, the way it would work.
So you can at least get started with your charter business. And I'm just saying, if you do it, just say you do the charter.
I start with a Piper Cub.
And all of a sudden, you start growing and say, okay, well, I'm growing. Do I want to, you have to make a conscious business decision. You already invested to start it. So that's a financial risk there. Or we'll do the fuel depot. We'll just say something simple. Okay, you do the fuel depot. You've done that.